In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first week of the blessed month of Kiyat. And the readings of the Gospels of the 4 weeks of Kiyat are all from the first chapter of St. Luke. It tells us the whole story since the Annunciation to Zechariah with the birth of St. John the Baptist, and it concludes on the 29th of Kiyat by the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, the first part of the story is about the Annunciation to Zechariah about the birth of St. John the Baptist. And we hear a statement said about Zechariah and Elizabeth, a very important statement said about them, that both of them, they were both righteous before God. It is very important that we are to be focused on to be righteous before God. It is very easy to become righteous before the people. We all can come to the church and we appear like we are righteous people. Maybe intentionally or unintentionally, the people will perceive about us that we are righteous people doing what should be done. Maybe people will speak about our holiness and our how our life is sanctified. It's all what the people perceive from outside. The most difficult thing is the gospel to witness about somebody that he is righteous before God. So how a man be counted among the righteous before God? What exactly the spiritual scale is to weigh? How God is looking at somebody and seeing in him if he is really righteous before God or not? As we said, our focus should be always towards this, that how God perceives and sees us. The first thing is, we should be focused on what exactly we do for God only, meaning in our room, in secret. What when we shut the doors of our houses, what we do inside? What we do when we shut the door of our rooms? How we are so much focused or not on our hearts? Usually our activity is towards the outside. Maybe our room inside is messy. Everything is in it is not clean, is turned upside down, and we are so much focused into going to others and trying to fix the rooms. This doesn't look good, you should not be doing this, this is a mistake, let me teach you how you do it right. But what about my focus? What do I do when I am by myself? What happens when we leave the church on Sunday? Does the remembrance of God comes to our mind throughout the whole week? Or we keep on doing whatever we are doing away from him, and we come and remember him on the coming Sunday. It is how much we do for God only. If we pray, do we pray for him, or we are to be pray? We pray only for the people to see us. If we give in charity, do we give this to be acknowledged by God, or we make sure that this is known by others as well? When we do any kind of help to whoever person, do we care that only God would know about that, or we want to make sure that everybody, the whole world, will know about this? What we do when we are by ourselves? Ask yourself the question today, then the answer will tell you if your effort is for you to become righteous before God, or our effort is only to be accepted, approved, and maybe counted among the righteous before the people. The second thing that we should also be thinking is how much fear and reverence to God is there in what we do. Whatever we do, we have to ask ourselves, is this match that I am a God-fearing person? Does when I say this, this says that I fear God? When we, for example, if we had a struggle or a fight or a contention in the house between the man and his wife, or maybe with our children, do I watch carefully what I say? Because simply, God is watching over me. Do I fear like I am in his presence, and everything that I say or I do, I will be accountable before God about? We should be always thinking this way. How much fear, how much reverence in what we do before God? Sometimes we feel like we are at ease when we are not in the church. Meaning, when we go outside from here, I'm in my workplace, maybe I'm with my neighbors, my closest friend, I feel like I can do whatever. Nobody's watching over me. and the fear of God is totally away from my thinking and my heart. This is not how the people who are righteous before God behave. If I am to be counted among the righteous before God, I should always fear and revere Him in public and in secret as well. The third thing that the spiritual scale will be measuring is how much love to God and to others is in our deeds. Sometimes we say that I serve in the church because I love God. I serve others because I love God. Believe me, sometimes actually we are worshiping another idol who is hidden inside us, taking the whole glory from God. We are serving in order for this ego to be glorified and praised, and then we will feel good about ourselves. We have to think, do I'm doing this because of out of love to God? Meaning, I'm not waiting for any reward from any person whatsoever. Even the word of praise, I am not expecting it, I am not waiting for it. I will keep on doing what I am doing simply because I love God and I love the people. Sometimes when we start serving in the church or serving each other, maybe we receive feedback which is not good, meaning I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this word from this person. I didn't expect that the people would be harsh to me this way. But meanwhile, if I stop working, then what here I was serving? I was doing this because of what? I was expecting others to praise and glorify what I'm doing. The people who love God, they keep on working and working, even if they have no reward whatsoever. They keep on serving their families, even if the family is not appreciating what they are doing. They keep on serving others and loving them, even if they do not get anything in return. Also, those people who are righteous before God, their spiritual scale measure how much sacrifice shown in their lives. The sign of true love is how I'm going to be able to sacrifice. Sometimes we think this way about sacrificial love. I will sacrifice to those who sacrifice to me. I will be doing this extra mile if I receive the same. This is not a sacrifice. Sacrifice means I do something against my will, and meanwhile, I am not rewarded for this. I am looking up and I am delivering whatever sacrifice I am offering in the hand of God. Like the burnt offering in the Old Testament. They keep on putting it on the altar and it is burned totally and turned into ashes. The person who offer this do not receive anything in return. Only he receive God's pleasure and approval for this. How much sacrifice we do in our lives. How much I am able to hold maybe my anger and do not return back a curse or a revile or a bad word that I heard. This is a sacrifice. How much I am willing to keep on giving while I'm not taking anything in return. This is a sacrifice. How much I am willing even to take from the time of my rest in order to come and worship God. Saturday night, it's a night where like it is very cold like yesterday. How much really I wanted to sacrifice my rest and my time and come to the church and participate in the Kiyahki praises. Sometimes we think of God this way. We will be giving and loving as much as He gives. There are certain things we cannot do it for Him. Yeah, we love God, or this is what we assume, but meanwhile, when it comes to sacrifice, no, this is my limit, I can. The righteous people, they feel it is part of their life. It's a mandate that their life with God will include a sacrifice. Number five, the spiritual scale for those people also will measure a lot of patience and endurance for His name's sake. Patience means I keep on doing, I keep on fighting, I keep on praying, I keep on tolerating maybe the insults of others because of His name's sake. This is exactly what we should be minded with, how much patience and endurance we are doing on His behalf. Sometimes when we start our spiritual struggle, the most difficult part is the first part, where we are digging the foundation. When somebody is building a building, when you dig the foundation, you spend money, an effort, and meanwhile, there is nothing on the surface. Nothing came. And most of the money is put on under this ground. But actually, this is a very important part. What is this is likened to our spiritual life? In the beginning of our relationship with God, We maybe have, we do some effort, we pray, we read, but nothing is shown on the surface. I feel like there is no building whatsoever. I didn't move an inch. And people come and say, Abuna, I have been praying like you told me. I'm reading the Bible, coming to the church, but meanwhile, I don't see any achievement. Don't feel discouraged. This is the part which is hidden. This is the part in the, under the ground. Your success will be much related to your patience, your endurance, how much you are willing to take this. Even if you have been doing this for many months or years, don't come at any point and say, I gave up. I cannot make it. You have to continue doing this. Your spiritual struggle will only end by your defeat when you lose hope. But if you have hope and you keep on digging and you keep on like putting this foundation, you will never fail, even if the building is very late in showing above the ground. Those people who love God, they have a lot of patience and endurance to show over the spiritual scale. The last point, those people who are righteous before God also, they have much of faith in what we do. And what is faith? I do something, and meanwhile, I do not see something with my eye. I come to the church and take communion, and people say, what happens to me? What happens to me when I take communion? Nothing. But actually, let me ask you, when you eat a meal, then you feel like you grew? You feel like now you added something to your length? Or you add something to your weight? No, that doesn't happen. What happens is, you eat knowing that this will make you alive. Without food, you are going to die. Even if you don't grow with it, but you know it's essential for your life. It is the same when we partake from the communion. There is a lot of faith in what we do. We come believing this is the body and the blood. Without them, we are dead. People who have faith, they partake and they come and they persevere in doing this because they are working after what they do not see. Don't always work for only the things that you see. There are more precious things behind the scene. It's for you saved up there in heaven. Maybe you are not going to see it today, but one day you are going to enjoy all what you have saved in your relationship with God. Work things in faith, not only based on what you perceive by your eyes, what you have in your hand. So today, Zechariah and Elizabeth were examples of the righteous people before God. Let us review these things in order to know how God counts people righteous. It is not what we do outwardly. It is all of these things are to be done inwardly. It is how much is done for God only. How much fear and reverence to God is there in what we do. How much love to God and others, how much sacrifice is shown, how much patience and endurance, how much faith in what we are doing. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.